want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is The Real Reason We Are Here. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
You know, looking back over the last 3.5 years, we've been on this same series of messages over 3.5 years, and all of these messages were intended to be a one service message. But the Lord saw different, saw fit to do it different, and so I was reflecting on this today because this, we've come to the end. This is the last one in this series of messages about the things that Jesus taught, about the commands that he gave his disciples, about the things that he told us to also not only walk by, but teach others to live by and walk by. So I was thinking about that, and then it dawned on me that 3.5 years is how long Jesus walked with his disciples. Most church historians say, and biblical scholars say, that 3.5 years is how long Jesus taught and made disciples and taught them the very things that we've been talking about. And the final one is about making disciples. The real reason we're here is to make disciples. I could say it this way. The real reason that we are still here, the real reason that God didn't allow somebody to just knock us over the head and take us out the moment we got saved so we could make heaven, the real reason he allowed us to stay here was so that we can make disciples, right? Now, part of making disciples is you got to go get them first, right? You got to catch the fish. You got to witness. You got to share the love of Christ. You want to win people to Christ. You want to do that. It starts there, but we don't end it there. There's a lot of people who are perfectly content to go, you know, give somebody the gospel. Many people won't. I wish a lot more people would. But some people are willing to do that, but then they just leave it at that. But they're never involved in a discipleship process. All right. And so, you know, I don't mean to be crude here, but I see a lot of people that are kind of like, I would almost label them a Pentecostal playboy. They like to go plant the seed, but they don't want to take care of the kids. I hope that's not too harsh. So Jesus told his disciples, the final thing he told them, his final command was to make disciples. Why? Because as you make disciples, you cause the church to continue to grow, to reach more and more people. You know, Pastor Cindy and I are very aware that we're not getting any younger. We're very aware, you know, we have only so many years, however many years that we have to do what we do. But we do know we're not going to be here forever unless Jesus comes back to get us first. At some point in time, we're going to die. At some point in time, we're not going to be here. But somebody needs to take the anointing and continue it on. And when I would talk to my pastor who I was born again under, Pastor Holton, you know, that's the thing that he would always tell me when I would talk to him. He'd tell me it brings more joy to see what you and Brian and Pablo and Johnny, those that are pastors and ministers and have continued on and flowing in the same anointing and seeing the supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles and things happening in all of our ministries. He said, that means more to me than anything else in this world. And the older I get, the more I understand that. Now, that doesn't mean that I expect everybody in here to become a pastor, everybody that's a part of this church to become a pastor. That may be your calling, but it may not be. But what I do expect, what I would love to see, and what the Lord expects of all of us, is that we all are part of being disciple makers, right? Now, we all have a part to play in that, right? And one thing that we want to do is we want to get people connected, not just so that we can grow a church and have a bunch of people. It's not about that for me. It's about you want people connected to the body of Christ so they can grow healthy and they can find their place and they can be a part of what God is doing in this earth. And I'm going to tell you, none of us can do it alone. Amen. That's why he built the church. Jesus said, that I will build my church. He himself, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Right? So he's building it, but we're his hands and feet that are getting it done. Right? That's why we do it his way. That's why we try to hear from him on what he would have us do. That's why we're not trying to roll out a slick marketing plan and just try to draw people by the things of the flesh. We want people to truly come to know Christ and have an intimate relationship with him and become a disciple of Jesus Christ. What is a disciple? Well, that word disciple, the root word is discipline, right? So what does that mean? That means that I have to allow him to put discipline in my life where I acknowledge that I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. The old Dwayne doesn't exist any longer. This is the new creation in Christ Jesus, that I no longer am my own. I belong to him. He is my Lord. I'm not my Lord. He makes the decisions. I don't make the decisions. Now, he'll let me make the decision, but if I listen to him, he'll lead me in my decisions. Everybody understand that? So in making disciples, basically, it's an understanding that I first have to be a disciple, but I have to not make it all about me. And can I tell you that most church people, because I want to tell you, there's a difference many times between just church people and disciples. Most church people are not making it about the kingdom and what he wants to do through people for the kingdom. Most church people, it's all about them. It's about what pleases them. It's about what makes them feel good. It's about what can be done for them. It's about fixing them. Now, we all need fixing. Tell somebody, you need fixing, just like I need fixing, right? We all need fixing, but we got to get beyond that. I've heard people say, well, you know, the church is a hospital. It's a place for wounded people. It is. But it's a military hospital. It's a place where wounded people come to get made whole, to go out and do their kingdom purpose. Amen. If we just stay here and make it all about, please come pet me, you know, fix my hurts and my wounds and poor me. If you stay there, you'll never do anything for the kingdom. But we're called to make disciples, to actively be a part of making disciples. Now, let me give you the scripture. Most everybody's going to be familiar with the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. When he said all authority, he meant all authority. All right. And then I call it the great transfer. He turns around and takes that authority that the Father has given him, and now he gives it to his church. He says, go, therefore. What's the therefore mean? What's it for? Because I've been given all authority. Now I'm authorizing you. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. I have spent the last 3.5 years trying to teach this church all the things that Jesus was talking about there, all the things that he commanded his disciples. I've been trying to teach this church. Now, one thing I notice about all of his commands, the things that he taught his disciples, is that you cannot do it in the flesh. Nobody can love their enemy in the flesh. That takes the Spirit of God. Nobody can truly forgive without the help of the Holy Spirit. And yet he tells us to forgive our offenders, and he tells us to be reconciled, and he tells us to pray for even those who have hurt us, and he tells us to love even our enemies. That ain't natural. None of the things he tells us to do is natural. It's supernatural. It's only empowered by the Holy Spirit in us as we yield to the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus says, the same authority that the Father's given me, I'm now given to you. Who are we? The body of Christ. I like what John Bevere is the first one I saw do this. He said, now listen, you know, we don't want to go psycho here and start claiming to be God. But it's a position that we carry that he's given us, which is the position of Christ. I am not Jesus Christ. You are not Jesus Christ. If I ever start claiming to be, you need to find another church. All right. And if you start claiming to be, I'm going to rebuke that devil out of you. So I am not Jesus Christ. You are not Jesus Christ. But we are the body of Christ and we are the representation of Christ and we carry the position that he carried on this earth, the authority that he had, he gave to us. That's why he said, you'll do the same things I did and even greater, right? When he says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, therefore go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. That doesn't mean, by the way, that you just go find a bunch of people and just start baptizing them. There is an order where God has set up. We see that with John the Baptist, where even Jesus himself had to go and submit himself to the authority that God had placed on the earth. John the Baptist, at that point, he was a legitimate high priest, and Jesus couldn't even begin his ministry. God in the flesh himself could not even begin his ministry till he submitted to that authority that God had set up, delegated authority, who was John the Baptist, and allowed John to baptize him. So there's something more to baptism than just grabbing somebody and dunking them in the water. There's covenant. There is authority that God raises up on the earth. I didn't set it up. He set it up, right? So he says to make disciples. Well, how do we do that? Well, we get them plugged into the body of Christ. We reach them. We get them plugged into the body of Christ, and we help them and encourage them to get baptized. And it's kind of like this. Let me just stop here and explain this. I believe baptism is kind of like marriage in a sense. In fact, there's that picture of that. I believe that when you were baptized, when you were immersed in that water, that in a sense, it's like signing the marriage certificate, right? It's a public thing, right? You go through the ceremony and it's made legal. It's made public. You were saved before you got baptized, but it's the public legal acknowledgement of that. Okay. And so in the same way that you don't just go out and start marrying people, y'all hear me, because you're not authorized to do that. You don't just go out and start baptizing people. There is an authorization that comes with it. So what we like to do, part of what I like to do is, especially when we're baptizing kids, hey, if the father or the mother wants to get in there with them and baptize with them, then hey, I'm okay with that. You know, let's do it, right? So I just want to clarify. I don't want there to be any confusion on that about baptism. But everything that he uses the church to do. We are part of the church.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.